Jackie the Park Ranger.
And my name's Squeakers.
We read the Bible and we help each other.
So explore with us.
Today's the day.
Let's see what the Bible has to say.
Hey everybody, my name's Parky the Park Ranger.
And I'm Squeakers the Squirrel. Yay.
Anyway, we're glad you're here to help us tell another story from the Bible. Squeakers, you doing okay today, buddy?
No, I'm not, Parky. Yesterday was my birthday, right?
Yeah.
And I had some good friends come over and we ate some cake. And they gave me a lot of presents, but...
Wow, that's awesome. What did they give you?
Well, they didn't give me anything that I wanted. The biggest present that I wanted. Nobody got me.
Oh, well, did you at least have some good food to eat?
I guess. But the cake wasn't even the flavor that I wanted. I wanted chocolate. They got me vanilla. Ugh.
Well, I know you like pizza. Did they get you your favorite pizza?
They didn't put acorns on top, so that was very disappointing.
Squeakers, you know what? I know I wasn't able to be there. It was mostly an animal birthday party, so I wanted to give you your present today. Do you want to see it? Maybe that might cheer you up.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. What'd you get me? What'd you get me? What'd you get me?
All right, I know you've got a great collection in there of rubber duckies, and so I got you a new one.
Oh. Thanks, I guess.
Do you like it?
I mean, no, not really.
Squeakers, that kind of hurts my feelings. I picked this out specially for you.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just there was one gift I really, really wanted.
Squeakers, let me tell you something, buddy. I love you, and because you're my best friend, I gotta be honest with you. You're being really ungrateful with people that are giving you things for your birthday.
No. Well, I don't want to be ungrateful. I am thankful for all my friends.
I know, but when someone goes out of their way to get a present for you or make a meal for you or even get you a cake, we need to be thankful. And more than that, we need to be thankful for the things God has given us. Because I don't know about you, Squeakers, but sometimes I can be ungrateful too. Sometimes I complain about the things I have when at the end of the day, we all need to be grateful for the things God has given us, our family's given us, our friends have given us.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm sorry, Parky.
It's okay. It's a lesson we all need to learn. And in fact, I know a great Bible story that will go along with this message. Will you help me tell it?
Sure, I'd love to.
Great. Maybe you guys can join us too. Today, we're going to be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 17. And it's the story when Jesus heals 10 different lepers. Squeakers, would you do the honors of telling us how our story begins today?
Yes, our story begins today with Jesus traveling down a long road.
That's right, he was on his way to Jerusalem. And you see, he was crossing the border between Galilee and Samaria when he walked through a village. Now, in this village, he saw at a distance 10 different men with leprosy.
Oh, I know what leprosy is.
What's that, Squeakers?
It's a disease that gets all over your arms and your legs, and it's these big, itchy spots, kind of like chicken pox, but it doesn't go away, and it's very contagious.
That's right, and contagious means anyone can catch it if they're near you and they touch it. Oh!
Right.
And that was not good, and so people back in Jesus' day would stay far away if they had leprosy. They would even yell out, "I'm unclean!" Well, as Jesus was walking by, these lepers saw Jesus, and they said, "Jesus, Master, please have mercy on us." They wanted Jesus to heal them of their leprosy.
Did he heal them?
He looked at them all, and you know what he said?
What?
He said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." Now, that wasn't what they were expecting. They were expecting Jesus to touch them and heal them right away.
Right.
But Jesus had a reason for doing this.
Why did he do that?
Well, you see, once you had finally been cured of your leprosy, you had to go, by law, and show yourself to the priest so that the priest could verify you were clean and good to go, be around people again.
Oh.
But since they were not cleaned yet, Jesus was testing their faith to see if they would believe in him and go and show themselves to the priest. having not been healed yet. And here's the cool thing. As they were walking, they became healed.
Whoa!
Yeah! Now, you'd probably think they would be so excited and jumping around and saying, thank you, Jesus.
Celebrate good times.
But
come
here's
on.
The thing, Squeakers.
What?
They didn't do that.
They didn't say thank you?
9 of them left and went on their way and never saw Jesus again.
But Jesus healed them. Why didn't he say thank you?
Well, there was one of those 10 lepers who came back to Jesus. And he shouted and he said, praise God. And the Bible even says he fell down at his feet thanking Jesus for what he had done. And catch this, Squeakers. The one that said thank you was a Samaritan. And remember, we've talked about this before. Samaritans and Jews did not like each other. And Jesus was Jewish. This man was a Samaritan. But he was willing to put himself in a position where he could say thank you.
Wow. You know what, Parky? I know I haven't been very thankful for everything, and you're right. I want to be just like that one leper that went back and thanked Jesus. I want to thank all my friends for everything that they did for me at my birthday, and thank my parents, and thank you. But more importantly, I want to thank God for all the blessings that He's given me.
That's exactly right, Squeakers, and I'm so proud of you, and that's something we all can work on. I know I need to work on that too, because you're exactly right. There are so many people out there that don't have the things we have. We have family and friends, and we have school that we can go to, and we can even talk about Jesus, and there's lots of people around the world that don't have any of those things.
You're right. So we have a lot to be thankful for.
That's right.
Friends at home, make sure you look around and see what you have to be thankful for. Who can you say thank you to this week? And what can you thank God for this week?
That's exactly right. I'm so proud of you, Squeakers. Thanks for helping me tell this story. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. And thank you guys again for watching. Make sure you ring that bell and subscribe to our channel so you can see when new videos go live.
That's right. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us.
We'll see you soon.
But before we go, we've got one last tune.
God loves me.
And God loves you. No matter what you say or what you do. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
We've learned what the Bible has to say.